Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But now he's back to where he usually is, in California and on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. At least I'm expecting you to be in California. Hello, Chris.
Actually, I'm going to turn to your right, Jeff. I'm right outside the window.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's banging on the wall.
Come in, guys. Hey.
Come on in, Chris.
Oh, I'm good, actually. It's just enjoying a day off today, which is perfectly timed because it's my wife's birthday, so we will enjoy a nice little lunch in Malibu. I don't know. Yeah, life sucks, guys.
Nice, thanks. That's really sweet. Jim Rockford lived in Malibu, but he was in a trailer. Guessing you're not going to a trailer.
I'm going to surprise her, you know. So, here you go, honey.
Here we are. We're in the Rockford trailer.
To live in Malibu. Here you go.
Five games, Chris.
Yeah.
Five games behind the Minnesota Twins. Things are starting to unfold the way we were talking about last week. Kind of an interesting little jump out of the All-Star break. And thank you, Detroit Tigers.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is how sick I am as a diehard Cleveland fan. And I've gotten my sons involved in this, too.
Yeah, you have.
I have this weather app on my phone that I check every day to try and see when. And yesterday I was like, oh, my God, the storms are coming like the 8 o'clock hour. You know, and it was, you know, we put up that ridiculous, what was it, 7 runs in the second inning or something? What did we jump to?
7-0 7-0 when they shut it down.
Nothing. And I was like, guys, the weather's coming. Can't somebody just strike out? Like, we did this in Little League. I remember this. We were playing a game at Shaker Boys League, and don't yell at me. That's what it was called back in the day.
And they recruited. We know. We knew all about the recruiting efforts. That was last.
Really?
That was our last segment. We talked about high school recruiting.
Oh, okay.
But it fit the thing. Just play along. Thanks.
And so we were, you know, whatever. We played 5 or 6 innings, and so you have to get like 3.5 to get it in the books. It starts raining, and we had a kid named Trevor Samuel who, let's just put it this way, he wasn't our best baseball player.
Hi, Trevor.
And my dad, who was the manager, was like, Trevor, just take 3 pitches, just swing and miss. We got to get, you know, you're like the last out. We'll get through the game, and we'll end up winning. Not like my dad was like this, you know, spirit crusher, like we must win every game. But he was like, hey, listen, we're winning. Let's try to get a W in the books. We were like a 500 squad. It's pouring rain. Trevor gets up there, ball 1. We're all like, Trevor, swing the bat. Ball 2. Trevor, we're all yelling at him to swing the bat. And, you know, he starts fouling pitches off, and it's pouring rain. I mean, at this point, it's like that scene in The Natural where it's just downpouring. He eventually struck out, and we ended up winning the game. But it took, yeah, the at-bat took 5 minutes. So let's fast forward to last night. I'm like, guys, please, you know, like, can't Francona just tell him, just take 3 down the middle. We'll pay a little something on the side to, you know, for what you had to go through. But, geez, oh, man, I thought we weren't going to get that in after 7-0. So we did. We got it in.
That would have been painful. Yeah, that would have been painful.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris, that would have really sucked.
Chris, let me throw this one at you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bauer, Clevinger. Mm-hmm. Let's fast forward 20 days.
Somewhere. July 30th?
Yeah.
So Trevor Bauer's on our team?
Yeah. This is. I want you to talk me through this dilemma of what could happen. Bauer, Clevinger, Bieber, Plutko, Plesak, Carrasco, Kluber, and Salazar.
Oh boy.
What are you doing? If you've got all those guys.
First of all, 20 days from now, Carlos Carrasco, I don't think is going to play this year.
Okay? I agree. So, listen, I agree with you, but yesterday he's running around the clubhouse thinking he's coming. He feels good.
Great.
He wants to pitch right now, and they think he's ready to go.
Guys, if we see him, we'll see him in September when the rosters expand, okay?
Okay.
So that eases your burden there.
Okay, so that's one.
Kluber, probably is the closest, I'm guessing. Salazar will be a bullpen piece. He won't be a starter.
Okay. I just threw Rodriguez in there for fun. Did I throw Rodriguez in?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, I haven't even heard anything on him.
He's just on the 10-day. He's just on the 10-day.
Yeah, but he's on a 10-day just because that's where they need to stash him.
Right.
I mean, if they needed another roster spot, they would have put him on the 60-day retroactively. So that's
correct.
That's just some housekeeping stuff.
Yeah.
So you're such a, I hate to burst your bubble, but it's just unrealistic. So should we go somewhere else?
Does it make guys more expendable? Listen. Does it make guys more expendable if you think that this is in your near future?
Well, yes. I mean, yes. So let's deal with the one that we're getting closest to. That's most realistic, and that's Corey Kluber coming back. So if and when you trade Bauer, and I just heard Ken Rosenthal throw this out on our network on MLB Central, he said, let's just make up a trade. You trade him to the Padres for Hunter Renfroe, who is a power-hitting outfielder. Although he's 27, he's still under team control, I think, through 2023. And they've got a ton of young pitching.
Yes, they do.
That is either here or on its way. And you get one of those guys. Do you lose a significant starting pitcher? Yes. But if you get Kluber back, and he might not be the Kluber that we've seen of Cy Young ilk, but he's still pretty good. And you get a power-hitting right-handed outfielder in Hunter Renfroe, then you're feeling good. You're still in this thing, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's not like you're trading Trevor Bauer and you get a used bag of baseballs. That's not what the Indians are doing. That's not what they're in the business of doing. They have to trade him right now, because if not, you lose all leverage, all value heading into the offseason. He has said before, guys, what has he told us about his future contracts?
They should trade him at the end of the season.
One-year contracts.
Keep in mind, you only get a compensatory pick when a guy signs a monetary deal that's worth, I don't remember the exact numbers, but it's somewhere over $40 million, something like that, okay? He won't do that. So you're going to let him walk for free?
No, sir.
Right. So no. Trade him now.
The other thing about this, Chris, and Chris Rose joining us from the MLB Network, and Andy went through some of the names, and there's no question there's depth. But if you're the Indians, do you want to trust Adam Plutko? Do you want to trust Jeffrey Rodriguez? Do you want to trust Carlos Carrasco as he's been fighting through leukemia? Do you want to trust those guys if you need them in a playoff game? I don't think you want to go quite that deep, but you don't have to if you get Kluber back and if you're able to get a starting pitcher perhaps back in a deal that would involve Trevor Bauer, as you laid out.
It's just the reality of the situation we're in. That's it. It's the economic game that the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Nationals, you know, teams like that don't have to play that the Indians do. You know who else has to play it? The Tampa Bay Rays. They've been pretty good at it. You know who else has to play it? The Oakland A's. They've been pretty good at it. So this is not a big shock, guys. It's just they know the clock's ticking on this move. They know that it's going to not be well-received publicly, but hopefully when we have an adult discussion about a kid's game here and we all understand the situation and try to take the emotion out of it, then the franchise will be better off in the situation it's in.
Chris, the other aspect about this that you just said, you used the word leverage. You have teams right now that are fighting it out and thinking
right.
Postseason that have an abundance of talent to trade. The Atlanta Braves, the Dodgers, the Houston Astros, the New York Yankees, they all have some talent that would interest the Indians, and they might be competing against each other here. If Antonetti and Chernoff play it right, and no reason to think that they can't or won't, they could really get a haul with those teams bidding against each other.
Well, you know, I think, I don't know if a haul is what they could get, but they're going to get significantly more than if they wait until December to trade him. I just know that. And that's not, That's not earth-shattering information I'm giving you. So they've got to do this. It's going to stink because I love the way that guy busts his butt out there. You know, he battles. I told you this months ago
that
there were guys on the Astros, the team that he has Twitter beef with, that want him in the clubhouse. They want him there. Why? Because they feel like he can help them win a second World Series in 3 years.
All right, hang on. Let me move on just because we're going to run out of time here. What are your thoughts on Bobby Bradley going back down to AAA? They need to get him at bats. Are you good with it, or would you wish he would have stayed up?
I thought, you know, if you gave him at bats against the Tigers and the Royals and the Blue Jays that are coming up, that's okay. But, man, start of August, if you're serious about wanting to compete, it's hard to give him at bats. You know, I can't have a guy in this lineup, at least, striking out 60% of the time. That's tough. It's tough to swallow. And it's, you know, I mean, we can't be done with Bobby Bradley. I mean, there's plenty of guys whose first taste in the big leagues has not gone great. I mean, Alex Bregman went 0 for his first 30-something. Now, they kept him up here. To the Astros' credit, they kept him up. And he ended up being an All-Star Game MVP, a world champion, and one of the best players in baseball. It's a big leap for Bobby Bradley to make, but, you know, if he can take what he learned up here, go back down there with a good attitude, and there's no reason to see what he was, and he seems like a real pleasant kid, then hopefully he'll turn it around and give us a chance to have somebody there for the next several years.
And, Chris, if you're looking to make a trade with a pitcher, you would think that the bat to replace Bobby Bradley's spot in the lineup anyway could come back in that deal.
Yeah, but what – I mean – to replace Bobby Bradley's spot. I don't know what's
DH, spot is DH, basically. And they don't want to make him a 23-year-old DH. But
no, I mean, a DH these days is a day off for a guy in the field. I mean, really, how many DHs are there anymore? I mean, there's Edwin. You know, there aren't DHs. Right. Nelson Cruz. But that's about it. Virtually every other American League team uses it to give a guy a breather and get him off his feet for the day while keeping his bat in the lineup.
Which you could do if you pick up a corner outfielder like Hunter Renfro.
Totally.
Yeah, name you threw out there. Perfect.
Yep.
Hey, miss having you in here, but thanks for being with us again.
Absolutely, guys. So lunch today in Malibu, then the trailer. It'll be perfect. I'll keep posted on how that all goes.
See you, buddy.
That's too fun.
All right, guys. It was fun being in there last week.
Yeah, we enjoyed it, man. That was awesome.
Welcome back anytime.
That was awesome.
I hope Jeff disinfected the seat that I sat in afterward.
I scrubbed everything down.
Yeah, I called the hazmat unit and everything. I get it. All right, boys, take care. We'll chat next week.
All right, Chris, appreciate it. Chris Rose, MLB Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.